VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo have been postponed until next year because of the coronavirus pandemic, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced on Tuesday. Although the International Olympic Committee had said it would spend up to a month debating the matter, the decision to postpone became inevitable after several countries said they would not send athletes to the Games if they were held this summer. The IOC and the Japanese Organizing Committee say they made their decision after consulting with the World Health Organization. Prime Minister Abe and the IOC had said that canceling the Games had always been out of the question. The IOC said the Games stand as a beacon of hope to the world during these troubled times. The Summer Games were to have opened on July 24th. Instead, they are postponed until next year. Olympics have been canceled three times since the modern Games began in 1896. They were scrapped in 1916 during World War I and in 1940 and 1944 during World War II. The Games have been boycotted, propagandized by Nazi Germany, and attacked by terrorists, but never before have they been postponed. The World Health Organization said Tuesday the United States could soon become the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris said at a news conference in Geneva, an acceleration of new cases in the United States is behind the organization's assessment. Harris said 85% of new cases worldwide over the past 24 hours were confirmed in the United States and Europe. 40% of those were in the United States. And New York City, now seen as an epicenter of the virus in the United States, has far more cases than anywhere else in the nation. Dr. Deborah Birx, who is on the White House Corona Task Force team, says anyone having left the city, New York City, in the past few days should self-quarantine for 14 days wherever they end up. This is VOA News. The U.S. commander of a NATO-led military coalition in Afghanistan warned Tuesday that continued hostilities would make it impossible to counter the spread of COVID-19 in the country, where four foreign troops are among dozens of people who've tested positive for the disease. In a video conference with senior Afghan security leaders, General Scott Miller of the Resolute Support Mission stressed the virus has affected the entire world and threatens both foreign and Afghan forces battling the Taliban. The general emphasized that for a focused counter-coronavirus campaign, all parties to the Afghan conflict need to reduce violence. Afghan authorities confirmed Tuesday 32 new coronavirus cases, bringing the national tally of infections to at least 74, including one death. The Public Health Ministry has said most of the cases happened in western Herat province on the border with Iran. In Iran, the virus has already killed around 2,000 people and infected 25,000. Liberty University, a private evangelical Christian school in the southeastern U.S. state of Virginia, has invited students back to campus this week despite the fast-growing coronavirus pandemic. University President Jerry Falwell Jr. invited the school's 5,000 students back to campus from spring break and ordered faculty to continue to work on campus even as most classes move online. Falwell said students would complete their coursework online instead of in classrooms. University spokesman Scott Lamb said about 1,100 students have returned to campus by Tuesday morning. The move to return to campus seems to ignore social distancing guidelines from worldwide health officials and the state of Virginia, where the Lynchburg campus is located. The university says it's providing safe accommodations to students and employees and taking additional steps to ensure their good health. In a move designed to help the Chicago's struggling hospitality industry and overworked hospitals in that city, the mayor of Chicago this week announced a plan to reserve thousands of hotel rooms for people with mild cases of the coronavirus. Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced the plan on Monday. She said the city has partnered with five hotels and expects 1,000 rooms to be available today. Lightfoot said city officials were still determining how much it would cost, but they anticipate $1 million will be needed for a 30-day supply of rooms. India has imposed a three-week nationwide lockdown from midnight on Tuesday, banning people from leaving their homes as it scrambles to break the chain of transmission of coronavirus in the country. Affecting 1.3 billion people, it will be the world's largest lockdown announced since the pandemic began. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.